Good morning, everyone. John Hockenberry here with Femi OK. Of course, the top story this morning, Ted Kennedy passed last night. He died after a year-long battle with brain cancer at age 77. And he dies with his legacy as a legislator secure, certainly.
Right.
A biography full of both the triumphs and the flaws of being a Kennedy in America. And it's fair to say that many of his dreams for what America could be probably unrealized at the moment of his death. Harris Wofford joins us now, former Pennsylvania senator, joins us from Washington, D.C. Harris Wofford, thanks for being a part of the program.
Looking forward to talking with you.
Now, you knew Ted Kennedy. You must have known Ted Kennedy on the original JFK run for the presidency back in 1960, right?
Well, yes, and right afterwards, the first talk I had with him occurred because he popped into the talent hunt where I was helping Sergeant Shriver and said, "Sarge asked me to get advice from you whether I should go to Africa." And I said, "Oh, I'd like to go. I've never been. How would you go?" And he said, "The House Foreign Affairs Africa Committee invited me to go with them." I said, "Oh, what a great opportunity. When do they leave?" He said, "They left yesterday. And if you think it's a good idea to go to Africa and Sarge, I'm going to try to go tonight." That was my first real encounter with him. And the transformation of Ted Kennedy from that young man through the tragedies and travails and then the defeat of his own ultimately misbegotten presidential campaign, where I supported him and my wife ran as a Carter delegate and I as a Kennedy delegate.
Wow.
From 1980 on, I think, is the most extraordinary transformation of a person from a good political, warm, undistinguished in some sense, into one of the great men of our time. And everyone is agreeing he's the greatest senator of these decades.
You know, there are two transformations here. There's the transformation from the young Ted Kennedy kicking around with his older brothers to the senator Kennedy, who you actually collaborated with in the Senate when you were a senator from Pennsylvania, and then this bigger transformation that took place after 1980 when he realized the presidency wasn't going to be his. What would you say, legislative? We've talked a lot about health care this morning. What would you say his legacy is regarding the mission to achieve civil rights in the United States?
Well, civil rights and national service were always of great interest to him, along with universal health care. Civil rights, of course, the tumultuous time in civil rights was as he was coming of age in the Senate, and he was a stalwart supporter of civil rights when I was aide to Kennedy, President Kennedy, on civil rights. But and he picked up the torch that Robert Kennedy so passionately had by the time he died for full civil rights for all, and has extended it over time to women and to gays and to the whole realm of discrimination in our society. I think he became a great champion of that. And the other part of it that I even was much closer over the years involved with him was the biggest champion of large scale, if not universal, opportunities for citizen service, national service, Peace Corps, AmeriCorps, was Ted Kennedy in all these last years.
Well, let's bring in Tricia Rose, who's a professor and chair of Africana Studies at Brown University. We think of the civil rights movement as led by African-American leaders, of course, the Kennedys being visionaries in some sense, LBJ being the big deal maker who actually brought the Civil Rights Act into fruition. Where does Teddy Kennedy fit into this legacy from your perspective as a historian, Tricia?
Well, it's an honor to be on the radio with Harris Wofford, so I'm grateful to be here. I must say that it's very important that we recognize the significance of legislators and political figures like Ted Kennedy in creating legal structures that are sustainable to make real the kinds of social activism that many groups work on the ground to produce. So his early support of the Voting Rights Act and the fair housing laws in 1968, and even more importantly, his fighting Reagan's attempts to weaken the Voting Rights Act in 1982, is critically important. That kind of leadership is not just about supporting certain historical moments, but maintaining the momentum and refusing to go backwards. I mean, there's really quite a struggle over these issues. We think they're over, but they're really not. And people of his character and his investment nationally and internationally are extremely important for creating legal structures of equality and opportunity and then working hard to maintain them, fighting against the tide to return to eras when such legal structures were impossible to maintain.
Tricia Rose, this is Femi Oke here. I remember Senator Kennedy speaking at the Democratic National Convention in Denver. That moment for African American history, is that significant? How significant is it?
Well, you know, obviously the entire moment is significant for everyone. And I don't think there really is any African American history without understanding this very important dynamic and alliances where people like Ted Kennedy and the Kennedys as a whole chose to use their privilege, you know, on the side for social justice and good. And that's not a guarantee. People simply don't need to do that, right? I mean, it's certainly not an automatic
choice.
Certainly
Kennedys don't need to do that, yeah.
Yeah, so that's really important that this is about a commitment. And in that historical moment, for him to say this is the next generation and, you know, this is the kind of leadership we need and sort of race matters, right? But it's not the only reason. So it wasn't just about a platitude. It was about saying this is a visionary individual who can move us forward in the ways we need to move forward, and I'm going to support it. And I think that's an extraordinary gesture and a commitment, which is really the key here, is long-term commitment. It was really quite a long career of commitment to not just civil rights, but to equality and justice, hiring people of color on a regular basis on his staff, you know, being concerned about global issues, immigration, you know, women's issues, gay and lesbian rights. I mean, it's about a fundamental commitment, which is what makes him such a legend.
Well, Professor Rose, I love that takeaway idea that it's not simply about rhetoric, but it's about creating mechanisms of legal sort of levers that can be pulled by people who can maintain and advocate for their rights within an infrastructure that actually works for them. Tricia Rose, Professor and Chair of Africana Studies at Brown University, thanks so much.
My
John,
Harris Wofford, a final thought for us?
Final thought is that we owe it to him to pay attention to the mechanisms he was working for and the causes of his last 2 years. First was Barack Obama's election. He was passionately involved in it. And secondly, he said the two bills he wanted to see through while he was alive and able to do it was the large-scale Serve America Act that was named for him, the Edward M. Kennedy bill, after huge bipartisan and tumultuous excitement in the Senate and then the bill signing. It took the little domestic Peace Corps of VISTA that Robert Kennedy and Shriver started.
Sure, and the other one is health care, right?
A million people. And
the other one is health care.
Universal health care.
Exactly. Harris Wofford, former Pennsylvania senator who knew Ted Kennedy in the JFK for President campaign and was a colleague of his in the Senate. Thank you, Harris.
Thank you.